I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Amanda.
And this is episode 38. And we have some shockers.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
Well, you know, it kind of goes that way. We have a podcast where we say, well, nothing really happened. And then the next day it's like, boom.
Yeah.
A lot happens.
It's true. Of
shocking things that I didn't see coming.
At least this time around. I did not at all.
Yeah. So, good for the YNR writers. You got us this time.
I don't know that I buy some of the things. I don't know. We'll have to talk about it.
Right. Yeah.
So last time we talked, you know, Colin was in town, who is Kane's dad from Australia, but nobody knows but Kane.
Right. And Blake.
Oh, and Blake, you're right. And
but Blake's a tool of, or pawn of Colin, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in cahoots.
Mm-hmm. And Colin was getting real cozy with Jill. Actually, I think he'd engaged her.
Yeah, they had already gotten engaged, and the whole family said, what are you thinking?
Yes.
You're crazy. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. You've known this guy for a nanosecond. And she just keeps saying,
you know what?
You know, when you make a connection with someone,
I kind of agree with her.
I kind of do, and I kind of don't.
Because she was like, at my age, how much time do you have? And
yeah,
I was like,
yeah. Good point. But on the other hand, what is going to change about their relationship now that they're married? Pretty much nothing. So why not wait and see if, you know, you still feel the same way in a year? I give them the same advice I would give a 17-year-old girl. You know, wait a year. If you still are head over heels with him, then yes, marry him. Live happily ever after.
Okay, sure.
But I'm also not opposed to, you know, sex out of marriage and living together and all of those things, so.
You know, a lot of us wondering, they never really talked about it, but does that mean Colin moves in with Jill? Does Jill move in with Colin?
Well, that's what I wanted to know, like, was that, yeah.
What's the plan?
Where is he going to live? And
because nobody's going to let him move into the Chancellor estate. I mean,
well, they don't really have much choice, though, either.
Isn't
it half Jill's house?
Yeah.
She can have whoever she wants there, but Esther would be perfectly justified in not serving him.
Yeah.
You know, or spitting at his eggs or whatever.
I guess so.
You know,
yeah.
Let him change his own damn sheets. So he could live there, but it could be, you know, a living hell.
That's okay, that's true. You would just think that they would
that
want
that he would want a separate place.
Yeah. You'd think.
You'd think. But
I don't know.
Apparently not.
Yeah.
You know, that whole having to create a new set for people to live in, because we've had this conversation multiple times about
where would they live?
Yeah, they have the five places to live in Genoa City, and everyone kind of rotates in and out of them.
Yeah,
because, you know, isn't Nikki living at the Chancellor estate now too?
Yeah, they were saying she. I mean, which I think is a good idea for Nikki's storyline, that, you know, she needs somewhere supportive. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Sure.
And something's always going on, so she gets some gossip.
Yeah.
Daily.
Right.
But
to feed her habit.
Yeah. It just seems like, you know, they call it an estate, you know, and you would think then it would be like the ranch where
multiple outbuildings to live in.
Yes, yeah. And it just seems like everybody just lives on that second floor.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and
bam, bam, bam.
Who knows how many rooms are in that house? It could be a 300-room house. Okay, sure.
It just doesn't feel like it.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Not with a living room that small.
No.
So, yeah. Anyway, regardless, they're engaged and no one likes it.
Yeah.
But especially Kane.
Mm-hmm. And so he decided to come clean. Mm-hmm. And he was just going to tell everybody everything. But Lily had kicked him out because she was so furious with
the, and what was it they had a fight about? I can't even remember
I don't
anymore.
Even know because she's so high maintenance.
Yeah, yeah. But it was
I'm sure he, like, loaded the dishwasher wrong and she was just like, it's about me, you know. I had cancer 6 months ago.
Right. Right, yeah.
I think it was because, basically, he was like, here's the deal. I have to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm from a mob family,
right.
And Blake is in the mob, too, but now I'm telling you everything.
Right,
and
yeah.
I think, and she was just
probably when he got fired from his job.
Oh,
that
sure. Oh, yeah, and I got fired, and Sophia knew, and, and she was just like, get out.
Yeah. You know, which, to me, it always seems like I have a problem with someone throwing someone else out of the house. If you don't like it and you don't want to live with them, shouldn't you be the one to storm out and take all your stuff with you?
Well, he lied. You know, I think that's her argument, is that he betrayed her, so He's in the doghouse.
Yeah, but it just seems like she's the one who wants to be away from him. She should be the one to go. And, you know, and then have the cooling off period, and then they get back together and figure it out. But, okay.
Yeah.
Again, Lily, high maintenance. Easier for her to kick him out.
Well, and he just sort of like...
home that he bought.
Bewilderedly. Is that a word? Bewilderedly.
Really?
He was very bewildered. He was bewildered. And left. But then he came back and... basically confess everything or whatever, right? But she wasn't there.
Right. She was somewhere walking else. The babies or something.
Yeah. And so he made, like, a video for the twins.
Yeah. And can I just... Well, we'll get to the video.
Okay.
I have opinions about the video.
Okay. I didn't think much of it, so I'm curious. Okay. All right. He made a video for the twins. It was like, I have to go for a little while, but I'll be back. And then he wrote this card to Lily, mm-hmm. or a letter.
Yeah.
And then he...
And he narrated part of it. We heard part of what he wrote.
Which was what? I don't even remember.
I love you, I've done horrible things, and I hope you take me back someday. You know, I'm going to do what you wanted. But then the impression that I got was that he wrote a whole bunch more and explained everything that had ever happened.
That's kind of what I assumed, too.
Right.
And then he put it by the phone.
Right, so that she would get it as soon as she got home.
I mean, not the episode, I think, where he was making the video. I think the next day's episode where, things really, started happening. Like, I just thought it was such a good episode. I don't know, the way they built all the drama up.
Yeah, they built the tension well. You kind of had a feeling something was going to happen. We weren't quite sure what. It was suspenseful.
Yeah, really did good not angles. Get it until it happened.
Yeah. Okay, so the video is of him blubbering to the children. And I'm thinking, when we saw it, finally, it was like, really? I would not let my kids watch that.
Because it's really emotional?
It's really emotional. Well, it's emotional, pathetic, and really emasculating. And
really? Because I was just like...
I just thought it was just like, oh my God, really? This is what you want, you know, your kids to see later? Of you.
I did that. I didn't even think that way.
Oh yeah, it was really over the top, bad, crying Kane. You know, really, I mean, blubbery sobbing, and it was...
I interpreted it as like he was so emotional and he just...
Well, I know, but
he had tried
a man
so
about
hard.
It. God.
Did you want him like flexing his muscles like, I love you?
I would have preferred
that. Let me do some bicep
that.
Curls.
I would prefer that. And I think that that's been my growing problem with Kane in the last couple of years is that he just cries at the drop of a hat. And it's like, okay, I understand there are times in your life when you're a guy and you're going to cry. Okay, fine. But just really... He cries too hard too often. There's no medium switch.
Interesting. I've never thought about that, but
yeah,
I guess I won't be thinking
about
it.
He's a big Australian crybaby.
So he got, basically then he's like, he writes that letter and then he decides he's going to go to the church where Jill is and Colin have decided to just get married. Yeah. They're like, tonight, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
And he hears about it, secondhand.
Right.
And he's going to run to the altar
and stop Jill.
Yeah, and tell her. But he leaves her a message on her phone, too, that it said, you know, Jill, whatever you do, don't marry him.
I'm on my way. I have something really important to tell you.
I can't say it over the phone.
And God forbid I tell you this message because, you know.
Yeah.
I'm too busy crying.
Then, right before that, too, Sophia had been... Mm-hmm. She went to, Jimmy's or the coffee house or something.
Coffee house, I think, yeah.
And Blake was there, and he kind of saw her, and she gave him, a ton of attitude and was like, get out of my face, you know?
Yeah.
I know all about you, and I should call the cops right now, blah, blah, blah. And so then he leaves in a huff, and then she goes outside, and she's, in the middle of the street, and you just see headlights and some vroomy.
Just a headlight.
Oh, a headlight.
Because
I'm sorry.
It was a motorcycle.
Yes.
The motorcycle comes down and it's a guy in a full head helmet. With what, a skull on fire on the side of it or some kind of really preposterous kind of helmet decal.
Yeah. I think it came out of one of those, like, 50-cent machines at the grocery store.
I'm sure, yeah.
like, he was like, this will be awesome on my motorcycle helmet.
Because so cool, I'm too chicken to get a tattoo, but I'll wear it on my helmet.
You know, the whole thing was just silly because, okay, I'm not sure. I've never been run over or have run over somebody with a motorcycle.
Sure, okay.
But it seems to me that if you're on a motorcycle, probably not going that fast because it's a residential road. You don't have a lot of...
Like, impetus.
Yeah, right.
Momentum.
You're probably going to get knocked off when you run into somebody.
I would have thought, yeah, that he would have at least gotten knocked over, you know, unless he's got really super long legs and he kicked her as he went by.
Well, I think what happened is he attempted to run her down.
Yeah.
And she jumped.
Dove out of the way.
Yeah. And so she had, like, cut up her hand and it was very dramatic.
And just the way that she was holding her hand for the next... you know, 3 episodes, like it like was paralyzed,
totally bandaged
up in the air. I mean, it was just like, why is she holding her hand like that? If I hurt myself, I do not hold my hand up like this all the time.
I think it was like so that all the other characters would
Everyone
go, what?
Would
and it's not like I would never think that her character would be like, look at my horrible misshapen hand or whatever.
Yeah. She's
it was just the writers or the director kept saying, make sure that hand is up.
Right. Yeah. We need to see your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was dumb. It didn't ring true.
No.
At all.
And then at first she thought it was maybe random, and then they just started talking about it more and more and overanalyzing the whole situation.
Right, of course, and figuring out there's only one person in town who rides a motorcycle.
Really?
I've never seen
didn't
anyone
Kevin
else.
Have a motorcycle? I don't know. I guess we don't see him around
anymore.
Okay. Anyway.
We know Noah has the suit. He's got the leathers. He just doesn't have the bike.
Yeah. Basically, they figured out they think it was Blake, though, right?
They suspected him, yeah.
And
Colin gets on the phone and says, get rid of your helmet, moron.
Yeah.
You know.
And he said, you know, I didn't tell you to do that.
Right.
And
he was upset. He was not happy that Blake had taken any kind of initiative.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and then Blake was saying, get rid of Kane, you know, I'll take Lily, you know? And
yeah.
It seemed like he was kind of losing it a little bit.
A little bit.
And so then he's going to go to the church too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Am I missing anything in between here?
Not that I remember.
Oh, and then
probably.
Lily goes to the church.
Lily
is already at the church because she's looking for Kane,
right.
Feeling really bad.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he did this for me, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And she, it's like sad. Nobody goes to see Jill and Colin get married.
Right. Well,
nobody.
Which is kind of the case often. I mean, Billy and
yeah, that's true.
Victoria didn't think anyone was going to show up.
Yeah.
And then they all did. And in the back of Jill's mind, she's like, well, no one thought anyone was going to go to Billy's wedding, but everybody will show up for mine.
And frankly, then nobody does.
Nobody does. And I thought it was awesome because I don't like Jill. And... if anyone had shown up, they should have left in protest of her dress. That was the ugliest wedding dress I've ever seen.
You know, I liked her little head thing, though. Her little flower...
I could probably manage to not hate that, the veil thing. Yeah, I kind of went back and forth on that. But the dress itself was just monumentally bad.
Hmm. And I thought it was not a dress that I personally really liked, but I thought that it was... stylish for a woman of her age.
No.
Really?
No.
Okay.
No, it was awful. It was just awful.
You didn't like the color?
The color I didn't hate. I will grant that. It was
lilac.
Kind of slate gray, blue.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I was thinking it was more purple, but you're right.
Yeah.
It wasn't white.
It wasn't white, and so, you know, thank God. But it was just like, it was too much. For the kind of wedding that they knew that they were probably going to wind up with.
Well, but you know what? She even said, like, I want the flowers, and I want the hair and the dress and blah, 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 blah. But then they didn't really do that.
Yeah.
But...
It was just... I don't know. I just... Well, I don't even remember what he was wearing. Was he even wearing anything?
I think it was like a suit.
See, so he's wearing just a normal suit, and she's wearing this getup.
Here's what I think is awkward, and again speaks to Lily's, like, me.
Mm-hmm.
Lily is the only one who goes there, hoping to find Kane, but then,
right.
like...
Brings the babies,
has a stroller. And then, like, the wedding is happening, essentially, and she is the only witness.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, while they're still sort of saying their vows...
She kind of wanders out.
Yeah, she's like, I'm kind of over this. I think I'll go outside.
Where's the buffet?
Like, she can't even wait till their vows are over?
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, that's Lily all over again. It's like, it wasn't about her, so she didn't really feel the need to participate.
I mean, really, everything is her fault in this ultimately, case, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So basically, she's about to go outside, and mm-hmm. Cain and Blake sort of, like, meet each other
show up
stairs,
at the same time. Yeah.
And Cain's like, get out of my way, and...
No, I don't want to.
Yeah. And maybe. Lily pushes out the door with the stroller, mm-hmm. and Blake had pulled out a gun...
Yeah.
To shoot Lily? I didn't believe that.
Yeah. I think he was... That's the way that they've been
menacing.
Talking about, is that they were going to kill Lily, and that Cain jumped in front.
Well, here's what I think.
But I don't think so. I think he was there to kill Cain.
I think he was just going to menace or kill Cain, and Lily just saw the gun accidentally go towards her and just assumes, me.
Of course, it's...
He was going to shoot
it's
me.
It's aimed at me. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
Somebody is the center of her own universe.
Yeah. Definitely. And, you know, granted, had Lily gotten shot, that would have been horrible because we went through that whole thing of her having cancer mm-hmm. and not dying. They couldn't just kill her off. That would have actually been kind of funny. You survived cancer. Bam!
But no.
Cain gets it instead.
Cain got shot.
Multiple times.
Yeah, it was kind of violent.
Well, and the filming of it, I don't know about you, and granted, I've been no fan of Cain for a while. I didn't want him to die. I was shocked, but I was laughing at how they filmed it.
I mean, because then she, like, slipped on the ice...
Or
and it was,
blood.
Like, all slow-mo.
Yeah.
As he's, like, falling.
Falling.
And then the stroller was, like, going, like, step
down
by
the
step.
Yeah, well, it's like out of Battleship Potemkin, or the final scene in Godfather 3,
yes.
which is the worst movie
just
ever.
Just, like, the most drawn out.
Oh, God, I was laughing so hard.
I wasn't.
I
was shocked.
I was shocked, but I was also laughing because it was just like, really? Look at the stroller going in slow motion down the thing, and you can see the little baby dolls bouncing. Oh my God.
No, see, I was the other way. I I watch YNR often in the kitchen, like while I'm multitasking.
You're doing stuff. Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, I don't know what I was doing. I was probably making dinner or loading the dishwasher or something, mm-hmm. and I just was like, you know, sort of half watching it, and mm-hmm. then like, oh my God, I just couldn't even believe what was happening. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, oh my God, Cain got shot. And then, that's kind of where the episode had ended. It was like, you know, and then...
It was very abrupt.
It was. Mm-hmm. And then the next episode kind of picked up right in the middle of all that crazy drama.
Yeah.
And Neil, like, came from around the corner just, like,
he
magically.
Just kind of appeared. Yeah.
And got the babies.
Oh, Lily's in trouble.
From rolling into the street.
Yeah.
Which, there were no cars coming. They made it out like the babies were about to, like, go off Niagara Falls.
Serious. Yeah, right. Yeah. But really, no.
It was like, I think they probably would have stopped at the curb. I don't even think
they
would have made it into the street.
They didn't even have enough momentum to roll that far.
Yeah totally. Yeah. And then, but Cain was, like, covered in blood. And
oh, yeah, it was...
Blah, blah, blah. And Blake was dead, I guess.
Yeah,
how did
so
that
Blake,
happen?
My understanding is that Blake slipped on the stairs and broke his neck.
Oh, I heard Neil saying that, but I thought he was talking about Cain, and I was like, I don't think he broke his neck.
Like, he broke his neck on the bullets that went through his neck, maybe.
Well, that's like I was totally watching these scenes where, like, Neil was saying, like, yeah, it looks like he slipped and broke his neck, and I was like, broke his neck? Like, there's blood everywhere. Is that what it looks like when somebody breaks their neck? Like, God.
No,
but okay,
he was talking about Blake.
Blake, okay, okay.
So that's why Blake is also now dead.
Okay.
So it's not a good day to be Australian in Genoa City.
No. And then Jill and Colin had just finished their vows. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. They're married.
Yeah.
And they hear...
Gunshot.
Yeah. And they rush
really
out.
Really screaming, probably.
Yes.
My husband died in front of me!
Yeah. So... I don't know. So everybody was there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what, Kane was...
He couldn't speak.
Yeah. But everyone had a little moment with him to say goodbye, kind of.
Like,
yeah.
you're gonna make it, you're gonna make it. And then it was like, no, he died right there on the stage. Yeah, Kane is dead. What the hell? I just can't even believe this.
Well, you know, they do this to us. And sometimes we get warning, and sometimes not, and this is a not. And
well, I
think it's a shame over the internet. Just as his storyline was getting to be something I wanted to see.
Yeah, they get rid of him.
I was like, really? As soon as he gets... You couldn't have done this a year ago when he was so boring and dumb and no one cared?
Yeah.
You know? They were just having an uptick with
but
him.
But here's the thing.
He's dead. He's not coming back dead.
No,
this is not
I don't
Drusilla
believe it.
Over the cliff. What?
Because I poured over the internet. I was like, oh my God, how did this get past me? Kane is dead.
Right, yeah, you're usually the heads up
Here's
girl.
What I read.
Okay.
That YNR has specifically said that they have not released the guy who plays Blake or Kane as actors.
From their contract?
And...
Evil Twin comes
back. Yeah, well, exactly.
You
that's
know,
like...
Kane will come back in 3 weeks with a mustache and... Oh, my name is
This is like just not
Blaine.
Even possible. I just if they do the and that's like doppelganger was specifically stated as a possibility. And
no,
I was like, no.
They always do the doppelganger.
How many
God.
Doppelgangers are there in this world?
Jeez. That's crazy.
Anyway.
No, I don't approve.
So I you know
Okay, never say never. No one's ever really dead, but I'm going to be irritated if he comes
somehow,
back. If Kane himself comes
because,
back.
Because, I mean, like, we watched him die. Then he goes to the morgue.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the morgue, and everybody's, like, too upset to ID his body.
Right.
Colin offers
Colin
to go.
Does it, yeah.
And Colin, like, totally breaks down. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But then, like...
But then he, like, yells at Blake, which I thought was kind of cool.
Oh, that's true. I forgot
he
about
was,
that.
Like, you go. You deserved, and I would have done this to you anyway for killing my son. And I was like, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But then Lily showed up to ID the body, too, and she's like, what are you doing here? And why are you crying?
Yeah, why are you so upset that your stepson is...
Yeah.
Who was not even really your stepson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And...
Well, I hope they keep Colin...
I think so.
Yeah, for a while.
It appears that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then Lily spent sort of like the next... Well, she's basically just been in mourning.
Yeah. Cry on shoulders.
Which, like, I haven't really felt bad for her at all. Because it's
so
her.
Not much. Yeah, you know? It's like, boo-hoo.
But that video... See, I felt the other way. I was just like... I think because I was like, why did you get rid of Kane?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell?
Well... Yeah, but then again, looking at the video and thinking, okay, theoretically, this is something that, you know, the kids will grow up looking at, and, you know, this is the last video of your dad. That's the lasting impression of their father that they're going to get is of this guy who's just blubbering.
I don't think that was his intention. I think.
Well, no, I'm sure not, but if it was me, I would kind of maybe not show that to the kids until they're...
I mean, everybody makes a video. I can think of, like, half the actors on this show have made a dying video.
Right, yeah.
I appreciate it now that it's, like, on a laptop where you can just hit record. Or back
in
the day, you know, it was, like, the tripod.
It was a big deal, breaking up the machine.
You know, one thing we didn't say, actually, is while all that, you know, everything was happening, Kane was getting shot, Lily screaming, the stroller's going down the stairs, Sophia and Malcolm had gone over to Kane and Lily's place... To look for them? I don't know.
I think
know
they
why.
Were looking for them, yeah.
And it was like,
oh, that's right.
The opera music was going or whatever. And as they opened the door, like a gust of wind blew the letter
away into the back of the.
Yeah, like behind the desk?
Yeah, yeah. So Lily is not going to find it.
So she so nobody
right
knows
away.
What Colin's deal is. They
right. Yeah, they
Kane
still don't know
failed
that he's...
to tell everybody.
Yeah. They are in the dark. But yeah, I would love to be able to find out what that opera piece was and see if it really is the one that's at the end of The Godfather, because I would just
really
laugh and laugh.
I'm going to have to look
at
that up.
It's such a blatant, okay, some say homage,
I
some
know.
Say ripoff.
You're right.
I say hilarious.
Okay, I'm going to look that up,
because
I totally didn't even think about that until, like, later.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, yeah, I get it, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Sophia and Malcolm are trying to support Lily in her time of grief, but also...
Malcolm's just pissy.
Yeah, he's being kind of a dick.
Because he'd already kind of broken up with Sophia, and then Kane died, and then he, like, double broke up with her?
Yeah.
I guess.
Exactly. I really mean it this time.
And they were supposed to get married on Valentine's Day. And so then...
Which is always a bad idea. I am so opposed to that kind of thing.
Well, we know what happened last year on Valentine's Day. That was the switcheroo with Patty.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. Bad idea. But then they had to cancel everything, and basically, like, Malcolm, he's just been a jerk.
Yeah, he's been really, really unsympathetic.
Because Sophia feels this giant burden.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, huge guilt. Feels responsible for a lot. She should have spoken up sooner. And kind of goes to him for some comfort.
Yeah.
And he's just like... Yeah, you're right, it is your fault.
And by the way, we're not getting married.
Right, and I don't want to marry you, and I want my ring back, and my CDs.
Totally.
Yeah, so she's well rid of him,
but then frankly. she goes to Neil after, you know, after Malcolm is a big jerk, and Neil sort of says all the right things.
Of course he does, because that's what Neil does. Neil swoops in. Neil's had the hots for Sophia for a while anyway.
I know, but so it's like it's blatant, but at the same time it is.
It's tasteless is what it is.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's really tasteless. I mean, at least, I mean, be sympathetic, sure. Be a, you know, shoulder to cry on, but don't make the moves in that moment.
I think he is, like, so obtuse that he thinks it's platonic.
Really?
Yes.
That's how you treat people. Huh.
Yeah, I honestly think that, like, that's how...
you're probably right. Yeah. I don't know. You know, Neil and I don't get along, so... I hope that he and Sophia get together and she snaps him into shape. Kind of like what she was doing with Malcolm.
Yeah, I would enjoy that.
But, yeah, to just, you know, put a collar right on him and just snap him. That would be great.
Yeah, I could see that.
Okay, so, on the other side of town.
Yes.
While this is going on, kind of.
Well, it's like, literally, like, the next morning, like, people, like, everybody's just digesting Kane's death.
Yeah.
And the next morning, this is my favorite scene out of the last 2 weeks. It's like, Nina and Paul are in Crimson Lights talking about they're gonna go ice skating.
Right. Let me just ask, what is the deal with them? Are they a couple? Are they not a couple?
I don't know.
Really close platonic friends?
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, because he, you know, he's got that smug look, and she's got that, you know, oh, he thinks I'm pretty kind of thing.
I think they're just kind of
dancing around. Chilling. They got no one else to hang out with.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right.
But then Heather shows up, and Paul's like, hey, you should come ice skating. And she's like, okay. And she's talking about, you know, and they were already upset because the last time they had seen Ronan, he was, like, at a bus stop getting ready to, like, why does he need to get on a bus? He doesn't have a car.
Right.
He doesn't want to fly anywhere. Yeah, like, he has to be in the bus depot.
They don't have trains in Genoa City? I mean, come on.
Anyway. Yeah. I hate the bus depot. Whatever. And they're really upset, so they're gonna go ice skating to kind of, like, lighten the mood.
Right. Take a mind off things.
Then Ronan, like, walks in, and they're like, hey, you're here. You wanna come ice skating?
Wanna go ice skating?
And he, like, kind of puffs himself up, like, yeah, I used to play hockey, and I'm an amazing ice skater.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. So they all go out, the four of them, out to, like, the lake or whatever. I can't even talk about this. It made me laugh so hard.
because it was so dumb?
No. Because he's, like, talking about how good he is, and there's, like, a lot of, like, sort of banter going on back and forth. You know, oh, Ronan, show us your triple sow cow or whatever.
Yeah.
He puts on his skates, and he stands on the ice, like, and everybody's kind of joking, and then he falls face first into the ice. And Heather goes, whoa, what do you call that one? Because it's like, he's like...
He passed out.
Literally, you like, passed funny? Out. No, I thought it was funny that Heather was like...
Oh, that Heather was being
so insensitive and didn't even realize it. She's like, whoa, what do you call that one, hot shot? Yeah. And then, like, there was, like, an awkward moment. She was like, oh, shit.
Like, oh, never mind.
Call the paramedics.
Right. Okay.
I don't know.
Well, that's just Heather being clueless, as per usual.
But they were all kind of like that, too. Yeah. Like, oh, big guy. Oh,
whoa. I guess
awkward.
Oh, he's twitching. Maybe we should do something.
It wasn't like he fell, like, ha-ha on his side. He went, like, smack dab face first into the ice, and she's just like, hey, now.
Yeah. You suck.
I don't know. Anyway. That was, like, it cracked me up for, like, days.
Wow. Okay. Remind me never to go ice skating with you.
It was that she was so insensitive.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway. So, he's rushed to the hospital, mm-hmm. and the doctor's like, hey, by the way, he's kind of going
to
die.
We really need to get him a new liver today.
Yeah. And they haven't been able to get a hold of Chris, who was going to get a hold of Chance. Mm-hmm.
To see if Chance would be willing to get tested.
Yeah. And of course, like, as they're, like, freaking out in the hospital, like, oh, Christine shows up or whatever, and Chance is in town, he's a match. Hey.
Well, okay, now, I didn't go back to listen to it again, but is the doctor...
Yeah.
Is his name Dr. Amanda?
No.
Not Nate.
Oh, I don't know.
No, there was a white doctor at the very beginning,
no,
and
I didn't
swear
hear
to God his name was Dr. Amanda. I'm like, yes, they know me. They're acknowledging it's their secret code. So if a character comes on in the next couple of weeks named Lindsay, we'll know that they are listening to our podcast.
I'm going to go back there and look for Dr. Amanda.
Yeah, it's kind of an older white guy.
Okay, I remember the scene.
Mm. Yeah.
Or maybe, like, a street sign could say, like, Lindsay Street.
There you go. I'd be Boulevard.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, but so what I kind of appreciated, I was stoked, actually, that the surgeon is
Nate.
Which is Olivia's son, which we haven't seen him since he was tiny.
Or for some of us, ever.
Yeah. No, I think he was probably 10 years old the last time we'd seen him, which... Mm-hmm. And
oh,
actually,
that's a while ago. Okay.
I think they probably got the age right on this one.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah. And I had always wondered, you know, what is he going
to
come back?
Yeah. Okay.
But...
So what... Any interesting backstory we need to know about him, or just that he's Olivia's son and now he's a doctor, a surgeon?
He's Olivia's son.
Who's his daddy? If it's Malcolm, I'm leaving.
No. Why can't I remember this? But I think Malcolm had a big part in raising him in the beginning.
Of course he did.
I'd have to think back. I was actually going to get on Wikipedia and refresh myself, but I can't remember.
All right.
But I was thrilled to see a new, younger...
Yes.
Like...
A young and the restless for a change.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Because lately all the youngs have been, you know, toddler-sized.
Or, yeah. It's just... They're... I don't know. Yeah. They don't have a good, like, young group of professional, interesting people.
Right, yeah. Noah does not cut it.
No.
By any stretch of the imagination.
Doesn't.
Abby, yeah, okay, I get behind Abby. But really, that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Daisy certainly doesn't count.
No. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they need to, like, beef up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, and he seemed like, you know, I can... support him being there.
I thought it was funny they were like, he has a interest in strange and rare diseases or whatever, and it was like, oh, come on.
He's just in the perfect place then.
Yeah.
He's gonna have the career of a lifetime.
And the thing was, he's like supposed to be from Boston, but and I think the idea is like he'll just move into Genoa City or whatever, right?
Yeah. If he stays.
Let's hope so.
I hope that he stays.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked him.
Let him get together with Roxanne so that she can have a full part.
You know,
and not just dip in now and again.
It's stupid, but like...
Leave Devon.
There was a moment where I went... I just thought of Jack Shepard from Lost, you know? Because they had like Nate and he had like his muscles like out of his scrubs and he had like
his
tattoo.
Right, his scrubs that were slightly too small. He could have gotten size up and it would have been fine.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Okay, no, all right, the mediums are the only one there. All right, fine, I'll just squeeze into the medium with my big guns.
Yeah, because he kind of had a tattoo. And he was talking about, you know, like, surgery. I don't know. I just, there was just something where I just went, oh, he should have been a character on Lost. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, they do the liver transplant.
It all goes well. Really.
Pretty much.
But, you know, I do need to back up. The lead up to them being pushed into the surgery.
Out in the middle of everywhere.
Out in the middle of everywhere. Nina just beaming over her two boys who are playing cards together and bonding and making jokes to each other. And it was just all so, you know, and it was like, and they have one guard.
Mm-hmm.
And keep talking about how much security there is. And in the course of keeping Chance's secret, that he's in the witness protection program, he's not really supposed to be there, they tell Jill.
Yes.
They tell Chloe.
Yes.
Two of the biggest mouths.
Yeah, I mean, just everybody. Oh, they told Murphy.
They
right?
told Murphy.
I mean, pretty much just like everybody knew. At that point, it was like, just give it up. Just tell everybody.
Just tell Nikki.
Yeah.
Be done with it.
Just tell Phyllis. She'll put it on Restless Style.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Because at that point, it was stupid. Like,
well, and, you know, obviously they have to do the surgery there, but really they couldn't ship...
Arrange it.
Somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, have Ronan medevaced to Boston and have the surgery there, ship
where
in Chance...
Where not every single person knows them.
Right, yeah. And having Chance come back with... The disguise beard wasn't working.
No.
Nor was the disguise parka.
The disguise parka.
He had that huge parka with the fringe
I know.
Around the edge. It was like, wow, that would draw more attention to you than if you had just been wearing a normal coat.
Because when we very first saw him back, he was in the chancellor. He was in Jill's bedroom, like going through her pictures or something. And she was kind of frustrated about something. She just ran upstairs to just go to her bedroom and be alone. And then, you know, he had his back turned. And she's like, who are you?
What are you doing in my room?
You know, and then he turned around. And it was like, wait a minute. I thought this was secret. Why are you rifling through her personal belongings?
Yeah. That was a little off. Let's just say...
Because, I mean, like...
He's in the witness protection program. He didn't have any family photos, so he was trying to find a couple to bring with him to his new life.
Whatever.
As a lumberjack in Alaska.
Yeah.
Probably working at the prison where Maggie is.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, you're right. And I did like, actually, right after the surgery, first wanted to see Nina, but then he wanted to see Chloe and not Heather, and I was Anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
But she didn't, like, fall back in love with him or anything. It was just kind of like a, oh, I'm really glad you're alive, and I get it. Blah.
Yeah.
Because, like, the day before that, like, right after she'd found out Kane was dead, and she was in the Chancellor state, and it's like... Things with Kevin just weren't working out because Jana kept getting in the way, and just in general, things weren't going well, and she was, like, PMSing or something.
Yeah.
So, like, Jana got mad because she saw Kevin and Chloe,
like,
sort of canoodling a little bit, and then basically went over and confronted Chloe and said some really hateful things.
Horrifying thing. Well, this was after, though, that... Kevin had taken Jana to one side and said, look, I can't do this anymore. You know, you're really nice, but we're divorced. And we've been divorced for a while.
Yeah.
And I don't love you. And we're divorced because you brought it on.
Yeah.
And it's over and done with. And I kind of dig Chloe.
And I'm sorry.
And I'm sorry. But really, you know, the time has come.
Just
and
deal with
kudos
it.
Kudos to him for finally...
Yes. And he called the psychiatrist, you know, to back
rushed
her up.
Right over. And, you know, and Jana's just, like, begging him.
Yeah.
You know,
but I love
stay
you.
With me. And it was just like, wow, really? An ounce of self-respect will get you awfully far.
She doesn't know that.
She didn't have it, no.
Mm-mm.
So then she goes to Chloe and...
Yeah, that's right.
You know, basically says... How dare you love everyone? You leave a trail of death behind
you. She said something like, you're the kiss of death. Like, every man you love dies.
Yeah, it was like, that is a... Even if it's true, that is a horrible thing to say to someone.
Yeah. And so then immediately, Chloe, like, broke up with Kevin. Mm-hmm. You
for
know.
For his own good.
God forbid she's the kiss of death.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, she sees
well,
Chance.
Well, he kind of takes her word for it.
Oh, yeah.
It was just like, really? You couldn't wait a day, buy her chocolate bar, and, you know, let it pass?
Yeah.
Come on.
Because Kevin is very reactive.
Yeah, that's true.
So then when she kind of ran into Chance, I think she at least had a moment like, oh, I'm not the kiss of death.
Yeah. This one I didn't kill.
Yeah, totally.
Suck it, Jana. Oh, wait, I can't tell you because he's in witness protection and you're the one person left
She'll
in
know.
Town who doesn't know he's not actually dead.
Yeah. And what? Then, so then after Chance is back and he's like, you know, in recovery or whatever, mm-hmm. and they said Ronan's was going to take a little bit longer.
Yeah, because he was the receiver.
Yeah. And then Dr. Nate came in and was like, they just took him. The FBI took him. Mm-hmm. Like, he's gone. And everybody's like, all freaking out.
What do you mean
out.
He's gone? Well, I mean he's gone.
Yeah.
Where did he go?
I like how they first posed it, though. He came in and he went, like, everybody's, like, how's Ronan? He went, he's gone.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, ah, he's dead.
He's dead, too. Right. It was like, really poor phraseology at that point.
Yeah.
He's young. Gone. And he's not coming back.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wait. I mean, no, literally, he is not here.
Yeah. He was alive.
Yeah.
He's just...
He left here alive.
Yeah.
But he's not here.
Yeah. So everybody thinks that Ronan basically, like, used everyone to get Chance's liver mm-hmm. and then blew town.
So?
Yeah, right? Like, they basically like he pushed it on him, or, like, you know,
well,
like...
Well, and it's not like he ever made any, you know, motions of being a nice guy or being a sweetheart. He kind of all along said, look, I'm a jerk, and I... You know, don't get close to me because you wind up getting hurt.
Yeah.
And now when it's happened, they're all surprised. You know. So
yeah.
Take him at his word.
And then there was a moment, too, where they were trying to figure out what to do. How to find Ronan or something.
Why?
And they're all... Yeah, exactly. They're all in the waiting room. And it's like... Nate is there, and Christine is there, you know, and she's trying to get a hold of all her FBI people, and they were like, what should we do, and Paul said, I'll tell you what to do, you know, and he, like,
and
threw out
groaned.
Some, yeah, no, like, he threw out some really lame suggestions, and I was like, don't listen to him, like, most incompetent, 09 and 10.
Right, do the opposite of everything he says.
Yeah.
He says, coffee, get the tea.
Yeah. Anyway. So...
Well, hopefully Paul will be on the case and we'll never see Ronan again.
No! I want Ronan to come back!
No, I do want Ronan to come back.
Get rid of Chance. And his beard.
Oh, the beard is fantastic.
I don't
love the beard.
You love the beard?
Love the beard.
Why?
It just goes along with how much I dislike Chance now. It's like, yeah, grow that nasty, stinky beard. You know, you got nothing to look good for anymore.
But yeah, it just didn't, like, when...
It just, you know, it reeks of him sitting around his witness protection house in God knows where, playing video games and eating Cheetos. And just kind of, you know, brushing them off and being a Federline. It was just, you know, I thought it totally fit what his new life is like.
I could see that, yeah. I didn't like it. But, whatever.
Well, and perhaps we'll have the, you know...
He shaves it off.
He shaves
moment.
It off scene.
And then
yeah.
he's back.
Yeah,
for real.
And he's back and he's serious again. And, you know, he'll shave for the trial, I'll betcha.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, or after the, or immediately after the trial.
And it was
once
so
he gets
stupid.
His life back. That's what it is. It's like a playoff beard. You know, like those football players.
Yeah, okay.
As soon as they get into the playoffs, they stop shaving. As soon as he gets out of witness protection, he's going to stop shaving. And hopefully it'll be down to his knees by then.
I'm
be
over
awesome.
It.
Okay.
Then what?
Well, let's talk about Daniel.
Okay.
So, Daniel's in the coffee shop. I'm sure trying to get inspiration for his art.
Well, had mentioned this before, and I hadn't even thought about it. You were, like, on the ball where you said he took the pacifier.
Mm-hmm.
Lucy, you know, the baby's pacifier.
Yeah.
And
he took it to DNARS.
I didn't even put that together. I don't know how, like... dumb I was. I was like, why would he want a pacifier? Like, okay.
Because it has DNA
weirdo.
On it. No, he's not creepy. He's just, you know, actually, this is one of the few moments where he's being competent and kind of on it.
Yeah.
You know, he saw the opportunity, he swiped a pacifier, and really, you know, any baby that age is going to have 50 pacifiers within arm's length, so couldn't have been, you know, too hard to cover up.
I thought he was being, like, proactive and like, ew, it's on a crimson... table.
Oh, God. No, babies don't care.
That's not sterilized.
Oh. No. You put it in a glass of water, you blow on it, you put it right back in that kid's mouth. It blows the germs off.
Okay.
That's been proven. Yeah.
Good.
By mothers across the country. There comes a point where, you've been, you know, sanitizing everything, and then after a while, it's like, just shut the kid up. Here, have a pacifier.
Oh, I
love you, honey. You were the best baby ever. So he takes it to DNARS and, you know, punches another card on his DNA test sheet. And finds out within, a day over the phone, they call him back.
Yeah. You know, the best part was when they called, they went, Daniel Romolotti, and he didn't even have a chance to say, like, yes, this is Daniel. They just went, Daniel Romolotti, your DNA test results are in. You are the father.
Right.
And it was like, whoa,
what
that could
have
been
anyone else
like,
had answered his phone or wrong number.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he is, he is now confirmed. We already knew.
Yeah. But now he knows, and it's kind of a, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, and
if he was smart, he would just shut the hell up and not do anything. But he's not smart, and
I think he's grappling with it. But I think I'm throwing this out there.
Okay,
I think he's gonna let the baby stay because there's been all these comments about Abby says oh, it's just so wonderful to see this baby showered with love. It's like the baby got put in the most perfect place possible.
Yeah, right. Which it has.
Yeah.
Really.
Anyway. And,
you think he'll step back? But he'll say something. He's gonna come forward at some point.
Maybe, later on. But not in the immediate future. Mm-hmm. I think, though, that his, I want to have a family thing has, kind of spurred. He's ready to settle down for reals, maybe. He's thinking about it. And so maybe he'll, keep his mouth shut and, get more serious with Abby. And then, I don't know. Maybe family with Abby future. You know, does that
Maybe.
Make sense?
Yeah, okay. I don't think so.
Okay. I'm throwing it out there.
Yeah, well, here's what I would throw out is that baby Lucy's going to have some kind of medical genetic thing.
You're right.
And he's going to have to be the one to step forward and say,
you're so right.
I'm the father. Because
they were talking about the baby being sick the other day.
Well, that's what made me think of it. It was like, oh, here it starts. She's, you know... She's going to need a blood transfusion from him because Daisy's not around or, you know,
but
some kind of...
But he'll let them keep the baby.
I think so, yeah. And Phyllis is going to be the one who's not going to be okay with it.
Are you a writer for YNR? I mean, are you just here incognito?
No. Not
officially. God, how do you know?
If
do
I
this?
Was a writer for YNR, I would have put my name in there much sooner than this.
I'm more clever than Dr. Amanda.
I am that vain.
Dr. Amanda for like an old man?
An old white man, yeah. That's, I would have done that long ago.
Yeah, you're right.
So. Okay.
If I was a writer, I would work in the old amusement park and the old warehouse more.
Oh, yeah, of course.
People would live there.
Right, yeah. Well, there'd be a whole, you know...
It would be a resort.
Subculture.
All right, anyway.
Okay. Should we talk about Sharon, Phyllis, and Jack? And...
Yeah. Because there's not a whole lot.
Not a lot there. Some.
Because we talked last time about how Phyllis... Well, Jack, we're basically like, okay, Sharon, we believe you didn't kill Scott, and we're gonna help you. Jack says because, you know, he wants to stick it to Victor, and because Skye was such a good friend. And Phyllis is just like,
Sharon's a lot of things, but she's not a murderer, and I hate injustice, so...
Sure.
I've got nothing better to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so... Phyllis and Jack decide, because it shows, the four of them, Sharon, Adam, Phyllis, and Jack, all sitting around,
having these confabs.
Trying to work out a timeline for that night. And finally they decide that they should go, Phyllis and Jack should go to Hawaii and hunt up some more evidence. Mm-hmm. There's got to be somebody there who knows something.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Right.
And they get there and Koa's shack is now closed up.
Yeah.
And they had had, in the meantime, somehow, they had gotten some, a whole bunch of nice flyers printed up that said, were you there on the night of blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. There's a reward.
Yeah.
And they're putting it up on the closed shack, and then my favorite character, Chester, the surfer dude, comes back.
Dude. Love Chester.
Yeah. I love Chester, too. Can we bring him back and make him, like, a regular
Let's
character?
Make him a regular and just show him shivering in Wisconsin.
No way, he'll,
cold
like,
here.
He'll be a snowboarder.
I don't like it. It's really cold.
Oh, he cracks me up. Anyway. And he seems to act like he and Jack are, like, best buds, you know? Like,
they're bros.
They totally...
They surfed together that one time.
Like, Jack doesn't surf.
Well, Jack was trying to be, you know, hey, I'm just a guy. Tell me all your secrets the last time he was there.
Yeah, and then this time it's, like, even more, like,
yeah.
What else do you know? What else do you know? Mm-hmm. So then Chester reveals that Koa apparently won the California State Lottery and... Never needs to work another day in his life and left.
Right.
And, duh.
Yeah.
Like, so then...
And the pilot who flew Sky to Hawaii also retired suddenly.
Yes.
A huge settlement.
Yeah. And there's a lot of scenes of, like, Phyllis and Jack both on their phones, like, and she'll be like, so no more information. And then Jack's like, okay, well, give me a call back. And they're, like, going back and forth. And... Then they have a lot of sex in a shack. Well, not a shack. Like a nice shacky resort.
Right.
A hut.
A hut. Yeah. Well, somehow, though, and I'm unclear on the details, so you're going to have to help me out here. Mm-hmm. Someone got a video that shows Victor there.
I think somebody saw their flyer.
Yeah.
Okay. And he called them, and they said, well, come to the room and just hand over the video. Mm-hmm. And the dude was like... Yeah.
Just kind of a touristy dude. He wasn't totally involved at all.
Total Hallie.
Yeah.
Touristy dude. If that's true, that was like a month ago. He would have been back at his old cubicle job. He would not still be on the island.
He would not still be there. No.
I wasn't really following that story. Yeah. I thought it would have made much more sense if it was a local.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. So, and he had mentioned, he said... You know, I'm sorry, this isn't a very good video. You know, like, when my wife said it was on, I thought it was off, and vice versa, so it's, like, a lot of the ground. And they went, whatever, and they gave him his money and took the tape, and I don't think they even, like, exchanged names, which seemed a little suspect to me, but whatever.
Well, not very good detecting.
No. Because they were, like, so busy, like, purring at each other the whole time. I don't know.
Gross.
It was gross. And...
However, Phyllis's hair never looked better.
It does. It looks pretty fabulous. You're right. And her leopard dress. I really wanted that dress.
I'm sure you did. You could rock it.
But, yeah. Anyway. So then they're, like, looking through the video, and then I couldn't figure out. Jack was like, wait, go back. And then, like, you could see.
There's, like, one frame where you can see Victor.
Is it Victor?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't tell. I was like, is that car keys? What is that?
No, I think it's Victor.
Victor.
So they have proof that Victor was there.
Okay. When he lied. And then in the meantime, Sharon...
But so what?
Well...
Doesn't prove anything.
No,
it's
but I think
suspicious.
They're trying to just build a case.
Build a case, yeah.
Right?
Every little bit helps. Okay, fine, whatever.
Then back in Geno City, Sharon had gone to Nick, you know, just to pick up Faith or something like that. And she somehow convinced him. She said, you know what? Like, Jack and Phyllis are on my side. You must have some suspicions on your own. And he calls. He says his dad had gone to their Aspen house or whatever. And he calls. And it is revealed that Victor said he was there, but all the staff members had been given time off.
Right.
So nobody can verify that he was really there. And now it's really like,
okay. Now it's not looking good.
Blah, blah, blah. Then there was, like, several scenes of Adam alone in front of his computer.
Yeah. What was that about?
And he was, like, talking to himself a lot. Okay. if I, you know, I think he was trying to say he was looking for some of Skye's aliases. Mm-hmm. Are they implying Skye's alive?
Oh, yeah. I think...
What?
Well, because a while ago, Adam was saying that, you know, I know where she keeps her money, and she's got all these offshore accounts, and I think he's maybe monitoring some of those accounts, too, to see if suddenly there's withdrawals.
Uh-huh. You know, under other people's names.
Under other people's names, yeah. And so, you know, if really? He looks on that and, you know, it's $20 here and $30 there, and suddenly...
She falls in a volcano.
Only a little bit.
Only a little bit.
Apparently. There was no body.
I realize that there's no body.
She's not really.
But it doesn't to
people
me say...
People fall into volcanoes all the time and don't die.
Oh, sure. I'm sure there's a statistic on that.
I'm sure that there's a you fell in a volcano survivor group, and they're going to have a little PSA when she comes back. And she's, have you fallen in a volcano? Do you need support? CBS cares.
Hey, we had that guy fall in Mount St. Helens just like last year.
That's what I'm saying.
He didn't make it.
Well, no,
he died.
That was unfortunate. Yeah, okay. And that wasn't an active volcano either.
No.
He fell from a much greater height. But regardless, I don't think she's dead. I think she's alive. I think she's kicking
right.
her. You know, she's cooling it for a while, but she will resurface.
Okay, if she comes back, she must have some sort of disfiguring scar.
Yes.
Across her face.
Eye patch.
Eye patch, sure. Yeah. Whatever.
A little of both. Some burns.
I'm expecting something...
Or some kind of...
Big.
Yeah, yeah. No, I can go along with that. Some kind of...
Reconstructive surgery? I don't know.
No, because then she wouldn't have any marks at all. But if she had some kind of scarring burn kind of thing that showed when she wore one of those slinky dresses that she likes.
Mm. You know, no, I want it on her face.
Okay.
Because, I mean, like, way back when... I know you didn't watch when Britney got electrocuted by the stripper pole.
I really didn't.
You know, you're going to have to YouTube that. Cause it was
oh,
awesome.
Yeah.
But,
Is it on YouTube? No.
I don't know. There's a lot of YNR on YouTube, actually.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
You can get on and you can pretty much... If you know the date of an episode, it's pretty much on there in pieces, usually.
Wow, okay. All right.
Anyway, when she got electrocuted, she was holding the pole and her face was next to the pole and whatever. And, you know, when she got, like, electrocuted...
Yeah.
And I remember then, you know, it was like when she was in the hospital, she was like really bandaged up on her hands, but her
but not
face
her...
too.
No. Oh, they did bandage her
and
face.
And
they
had tons of scarring all down the half of her face for a long time. And eventually, I think most of it went away. But I think that they were, I can't remember when she finally left, but it was like a big deal. Like,
she
my
left?
Face.
I thought she died.
No, no.
She survived being electrocuted on a stripper pole. That
is
awesome.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh my god.
No, she's in the witness protection program as well.
All right.
With her child.
Okay, good enough. Yeah, let's bring her back.
I know, right? They got rid of JT, though, and she was kind of the only link back to the show, really.
Yeah. JT's on Nikita now.
I heard that.
He's the boyfriend. He's doing just a fine job.
Okay, glad he's got your approval.
Yeah, you know, kind of a throwaway part. So Nick is becoming suspicious that Victor is up to no good and kind of coming onto Sharon's side a little more than he was.
Yeah.
So that's something.
Just a tad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, he's like...
More concerned with Diane.
More concerned with Diane. And he had been the one to say to Diane, you know, we need to cool it. You know, I've got a lot going on right now. I've got a lot of... Irons in the fire.
Business papers.
Yeah, you know, and so she says, she takes him at his word and says, okay, whatever, that's cool.
I'm going to sleep with your dad.
Goes up to the mansion and cozies up to Victor, and but she and Victor have kind of a talk ahead of time or right after and say, you know, this is really just for fun. This is not a serious thing.
Yeah.
You know, this is a friends with benefits and I just happen to sleep at your house and my son has a lot of sleepovers kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But then Nick just kind of comes back, like, the next day, like,
oh,
you know what?
I think I do want to have some sex with Diane.
I don't know what I was thinking yesterday.
Oh, yeah. So he changes his mind, invites her over.
But it's all, like, on the down low.
Yeah.
Everything about them is, like, every phone call, they kind of have to, like,
code. Why are they sneaking her? I don't understand that. Who cares? Who is going to blink twice about them as a couple?
Victor? I think Victor might get upset.
Well, yeah. I can understand Diane being...
Because she has his ex-wife.
Yeah. But so what? That was like a million years ago. Who cares? Water under the bridge.
Sure.
You know, and she's kind of mid-age between the two of them. You know, she's too young for Victor and too old for Nick. Okay.
Sure.
No, you know, trouble
but,
there.
But her and Nick, Kyle and Summer are about the same age.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, you know, they're sort
no,
of
No, Kyle and Summer? No, they're not.
They're not?
No.
Summer's, oh, yeah, you're
Summer's
right.
Summer's a little girl and Kyle's a middle school brat.
He's not in middle school, is he?
Yes, he is. Well, he's probably sixth grade. Yeah. I'd put him at, you know.
Okay, sixth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little twerp.
Yeah. Because they raise your hand if you like that kid at all. No one? No one at all. All right, then. That actor, God love him. But he has never... I want to bring him to a real middle school. And just watch him get the crap beat out of
him to come to our school.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They eat him alive.
Oh, God, he wouldn't last 5 minutes in a real school.
Oh, my God. He's the second graders at my school would kill him.
He's so earnest. It's like, wow, really? Okay.
Yeah.
But he does, he really likes Summer and he really likes Faith. He likes hanging out with them, which in itself is a little suspect. Okay, fine. Built-in babysitter, whatever.
There's something about, like, the fact that they can't seem to have a child actor, a male child
of
actor
age.
Of that age that is straight.
Even remotely. Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, because young Noah, same problem.
I'm totally waiting for, like, when he's playing with Summer or whatever, like, for them to come out of, like, I don't know... Diane's closet all dressed head to toe, you know, with the hat and gloves.
It would not be his first time in heels. Let's
exactly.
just put it that way. Yeah.
Anyway.
Who knows?
Yeah. Anyway, so then Nick, it's like Valentine's Day and Nick has this sort of like sexy dinner planned or something for her to come sneak into, but...
Just, you know, knowing Nick, it's probably...
It was like a glass of wine and...
The good mac and cheese.
Hey, that's my kind of dinner. Invite me over.
Well, he made actual mac and, you know, regular out of the box, but he put actual cheese on top of it.
He didn't cook. I'm sure he ordered it in. You had Jose or somebody make it in the back.
Right.
But,
So she comes over and is, you know...
But you know what? Before she came over, Nikki came over, and I loved it because Nikki just sort of waltzed in while he was, like, lighting the candles or whatever, and she was like, you don't have anything to do, and I don't have anything to do.
I'm single, and you're single, and we're both
pathetic.
So we're
going to hang out on Valentine's Day.
Mother-son night. How awful would that be?
Terrible.
Oh, yeah, I mean, really,
I was totally
mothers
laughing.
Do not do that to your sons. That's just mean. Like, it's better to let them wallow in their own singlehood.
Just, like, drive the stake in a little bit farther. Like, you don't have a Valentine and you hang out with your mom on Valentine's Day.
Right. Yeah. One or the other is bad enough, but both is, like, not okay.
She has a new hair color that I really like. It was kind of more, like, honey.
Yeah, I like the color, but when she was...
Youthful.
In the later scenes of which we will speak soon, the curly, extension-y stuff...
Yeah, I could go either way.
It's kind of a blondish version of the hairstyle I didn't like on Lauren.
I thought it looked a little bit more like I could run my fingers through it, though.
Yeah,
unlike
it wasn't
Lauren,
quite so stiff.
Where you lose your hand.
Right.
It's not coming back.
Right, yeah.
Anyway. So then Diane finally gets over there and Nikki's gone.
Yeah, well, and Nick kind of
ushers
her out.
Yeah.
He's like, no, really, Mom, I'm fine. Get out.
Yeah.
So she goes home and has nothing to do.
Yeah.
Which was kind of funny.
But Victor, he had these, like, two stuffed animals. I couldn't see
He was bored and lonely, too, and said, oh, I'll go down and play with the grandkids and be a nice granddad.
That's what it was. Okay. And then as he was about to ring the doorbell, he looked in the window and saw Nick...
Putting his tongue down Diane's throat.
It was... Yeah.
wanted. And the reaction shot, though, was like he was really upset by it. And I was just like, really?
I think because...
I suppose the shock and the surprise and, hey, that's my ex-wife, who I've recently been fooling around with.
I think he's had this sort of, like, naive, like, this is my new family kind of thing. And
Yeah, because he's definitely been playing that aspect up.
My son is nailing my new family.
That's not okay. Yeah, because Victor and Kyle went snowmobiling.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
That was...
It was funny, weird.
But weird,
yeah. It was weird. It was like, what are you doing, Victor?
Because where was Diane? She was at Nick's, right?
Yeah.
That was like a week ago, but... Yeah, it was a while ago,
but it was just like this... It just seemed weird to me that he's...
Well, Victor had started, like, because he was like, yeah, I'll watch Kyle, and Diane leaves and goes to Nick's or whatever, and nobody really knows where she is. They think she's working somewhere. Yeah. And he goes, hey, Kyle, let's pull out the snowmobiles. Mm-hmm. Let's... Rip it up.
Yeah.
And then...
He runs into a tree.
Yeah, like, then Diane gets a call from Kyle later, like, Mom, I think you need to come here.
I think I killed Victor.
Oh, God. Victor's sitting on the couch, like, with, like, a rag, and his head is bleeding, and he looks kind of out of it.
Yeah.
And at first I went, oh, my God, like, he's really injured.
Yeah, this is
injured.
A serious thing. And then it was like, no.
Then he's joking about it. Oh, I hit a tree.
Oh, whoopsie.
It's like, wow. Another $50,000 snowmobile.
Darn it. Yeah, I don't know. I just
that was kind
of
odd, yeah.
Bizarre. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how, you know, does Victor go home now? Does he burst in saying, what are you doing?
I think he's going to go home and he's going to kick her out.
Yeah.
And then she'll just move in with Nick.
Yeah.
Because she has nowhere else to go.
Yeah. And, you know, God forbid she get her own place.
Yeah.
So, okay.
And
so meanwhile, Gloria and Jeffrey, who we haven't seen in a while, they have a couple of gross scenes about cooing about Valentine's Day and what they were going
like,
to do.
Okay, she bought him for Valentine's Day a royal title. He's now a count.
Right.
And I went, can you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is it expensive?
Probably. I would imagine it's pretty
expensive. I want to buy myself a royal title.
I thought that immediately. It was like, oh, God, now Lindsay's going to buy herself a baroness. Great.
No, wait. Instead of, like, at school...
You would get a French one, though. You would have to get something from France.
Why France?
Because you're so into French history.
Yeah. I like English history, too, though.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, whatever.
Not Spanish, though.
What's wrong with Spanish?
I don't know. It
just doesn't
interest
me that
much. Spanish
royals are not good enough for you?
I don't know.
Right.
Anyway,
well.
I was totally like, it's, you know, at school, the kids wouldn't have to call me, you know, like, by my normal teacher name. They'd have to call me, like...
Your Royal Highness.
Yeah. You know how, like, some people who have their doctorate just go by, like, oh, Mr. Johnson. But
right,
some people are like, no, it's Dr.
It's Dr. Johnson.
That's
going to be me when I get my doctorate. No one will ever call me Ms. again.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, I earned it.
Dr. Amanda.
See? Exactly.
Okay. Oh.
So anyway, so...
Back on track. We need
on
track.
Yeah.
Sorry.
They need... So Jeffrey's kind of freaking out because he still owes all that money from that storyline we never cared about to begin with.
And apparently the original, like, mafioso guy didn't care either because they replaced him with a new actor.
With a different guy. Well, no, it's...
Well, yeah, he's a
character,
friend.
Right, yeah, but really the same character.
Except this guy has a chihuahua.
Yes, and I thought that was kind of an awesome little...
Yeah.
You know, big guys with little dogs just make me laugh.
Sure.
So he comes in and threatens Jeffrey, and Jeffrey decides, you know, we need to make big money quickly, and I don't know, was the benefit his idea? Was it
Gloria's
idea?
No, I think it was Gloria's idea. Like, he was like,
he's just going to skim and be the charity.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So they do this thing called puppy love. It's like a benefit for puppies, but,
like,
nobody is there.
No, yeah. The place is empty because it's... Which is kind of weird, because it is Valentine's Day. Somebody...
I think... Well, they said
Cain
everybody's
was dead.
Mourning Cain.
Yeah. And everyone else is worried about what happened to Ronan. There's no one left. All the Newmans are busy either proving or disproving Sharon's innocence.
Well, but Adam had said to Sharon, he said, I want to take you out. I want to take you out.
So okay, I think and let everyone see
they were getting ready to go to Glowworm.
Okay, okay, good.
Right?
Yeah, I think you're right. But Gloria, you know, gets in her little Gloria-mobile and goes around and pretty much convinces everyone, your life sucks, everything is horrible, you might as well come to Glowworm and have it suck for a good cause.
Yeah.
You know, you've got the money to spend.
For the puppies.
Come spend some money at Glowworm for puppies. And so they all get really dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of the women, at least,
had
varying degrees of success with their... I loved Chloe's outfit.
Yeah.
I couldn't hate Nikki's more.
What was Nikki wearing?
Oh, she was wearing some kind of god-awful red thing that had a weird bow ribbon-y thing at the top.
Gloria's dress was a bit much for me, too. It had a big, frilly red collar, you know.
Yeah. Well, and it wasn't even really red. It was kind of a pinky magenta fringy thing. Yeah.
I mean, Valentine's Day for me is, like, not that big of a deal, I guess.
I hate Valentine's Day.
But, you know, it's like holiday dresses I like, you know, spring dresses.
Right.
There's a lot of opportunities to dress up that I'm like, I'm curious to see the fashion. Valentine's Day, meh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Although I am wearing my Valentine's Day red shirt at the moment, but that's just random. So people are gathering at Glowworm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kevin had been making a big deal about looking at the books.
I think because Jeffrey was like, hey, you need to cook the books
some more.
Go up to the office. They convinced him to go up to the office to do something. So that he's up there alone.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mrs. Chancellor on the other side was like, Chloe's all bitter and we need to get her and Kevin hooked back up.
Together,
So they drag her to Glowworm and, hey, Chloe, go...
Can you go get this out of the office
for me? And then Gloria goes up and locks them in.
Right, yeah. Which always works.
Yeah. Sounds like a great idea. Yeah. Whatever.
So... And that's kind of where it left off, was... Oh, no. We had Nikki, who was kind of like, Chloe was her date, and Chloe bailed on her, and...
But I liked how when they were both, like, sort of commiserating together, and I thought, what an interesting pair.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, and what they were saying was great. I mean, Chloe does bitter...
Yeah, really well.
Better than anybody. And, you know, I'm pretty bitter about my personal love life at the moment, too. I was like, everyone sucks who's in a couple. I hate them all. Bring on the chocolate. You know, so Chloe was right there with me. So, yeah, seeing her kind of team up in her bitterness with Nikki was refreshing.
Well, and I liked Nikki when she looked at Chloe and said, well, at least you can drink.
Yeah, that was very funny.
But Nikki had flowers delivered to her earlier.
A big kind of pretty
bouquet
display.
She's like looking at him and like, oh, check the card or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, or maybe it's from Victor. And then Victor happens to walk in the door right at that moment. It was like, fat chance.
No, not for me. No way. It's like, all right, maybe they're not. Fine.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that was pretty funny too. But she's, you know, kind of hanging out, trying to figure out what to do with herself at this all-couples event.
Yeah.
And who slimes on up but our friend Deacon.
Yeah. Which was nice.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I'm fine with them as a couple. I think it's, you know.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
I'm down with it.
Yeah. Better them with each other
than
someone
else. And
she's
looking younger. I honestly think she's looking younger.
Yeah,
so
she looks...
It's better for me. It's doing well for her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So...
So, and I think tomorrow, because tomorrow is Valentine's Day,
mm-hmm.
then we'll really get to see all the big shenanigans of Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think that's it.
Is it?
I think so.
All right. I can't believe Kane is dead.
Let's reiterate that. That was a shocker.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Anyway. So don't forget to go to the blog, yrupdates.blogspot.com, or you can find us on Facebook, just search The Young and the Restless Recap. Okay, so we'll see you next time.
Bye.